Welcome everybody to this short video about the SharePoint responsive UI tool that we made available for SharePoint 2013 and 2016, so basically SharePoint on premises, and which is publicly available on GitHub under the URL github.com/officedev/pmp-tools, which is the main repository for all the tools and scripts for the on-premises SharePoint world. Well, in the SharePoint .ui.responsive folder under the solutions main folder of this repo, you will find a bunch of files, which will be basically a JS file and a CSS file, which will make it possible to apply a responsive design to the out-of-the-box theme site of a SharePoint, again 2013 or 2016, as well as a couple of PowerShell scripts to enable or disable the responsive UI, as well as two XML files that are based on the PNP provisioning engine and which enable the capability or disable the capability onto the target site collection on which you want to enable responsive UI. And at the home page of the SharePoint.ui.responsive folder, you will find a brief description of what is the content of this sample solution, as well as you will find the setup instructions to properly provision this capability onto your existing site. But we will do that together now in this short video. So let me explain you what we will do and what will happen to our site. Let's imagine that we have a SharePoint 2016 site, fresh new for example, created based on the theme site, so the STS-0 template. Well, if I reduce the area available for my web browser, as you can see, the UI of SharePoint does not completely follow the size and the width of my browser because it is not responsive out of the box. But if I want to consume this UI using a tablet or using a smartphone, we can simply enable the responsive UI tool, which is on PMP, and you will be able to consume this site using whatever device you like with a responsive behavior. So let me show you how to do that. First of all, you have to leverage the enable SP responsive UI script that is available in the repo. And through this script, you will have to enable onto a target site collection the capability. And when I say site collection, I mean that when you enable this capability, it will be applied to all the sites within the same site collection. So you have to enable it only on the root site of the site collection, and all the child sites, the sub-sites, will inherit the responsiveness by default. And you will have to provide the URL of the site collection on top of which you want to enable the responsiveness, as well as at least the credentials that you want to use to authenticate against the target site. If you want, you can also provide an optional parameter, which is the infrastructure site URL, which represents the URL of a site collection that will be used as a kind of private farm-level content delivery network in which you will find the JavaScript and the CSS file that will be used to apply the responsiveness to the site, so that you can reuse the same JavaScript and the same CSS file from a unique and shared location to improve maintenance of your solution. So, for example, let's say that I want to use this option, so I want to enable the responsive UI onto a target site, which is defined in this variable as a URL to the target site collection, as well as I want to use an infrastructure site collection, so I will provide an infrastructure site URL here, as well as a set of credentials. Let me try to execute this script, and let's see what happens. First of all, I will have to provide my credentials, which are the following one. And just after that, I will be able to execute the script and to enable the responsive behavior. As you can see, the PowerShell script is providing me some feedback about what is happening, the target site URL and the infrastructure site URL. And pretty soon, I will see that the provisioning template from the PNP provisioning engine is applying onto the target site collection, as well as onto the infrastructural site collection. And in a matter of few seconds, my site will be responsive. We are pretty close to the end. We are now copying some files onto the infrastructure site collection, as you can see. And just after that, the script will enable a capability which is a site collection user custom action, as well as it will disable the mobile view, which is out of the box available in every team site, so that we will move from the mobile view to the responsive capability. So the responsive view application succeeded. Let me go back to my browser and let me refresh the page. As you can see now, if I stretch the size of my screen, you will see that right now we have the so-called hamburger menu available, which makes it possible to consume the out-of-the-box quick lunch menu of SharePoint using a different behavior, which is related to a tablet view mode. And if I stretch a little bit more the UI available for my SharePoint 2016, pretty soon, here it is, you will see another behavior, which is the one targeting the smartphone devices, in which I still have the quick launch as well as the global navigation menu, but available through this vertical menu. This behavior is really interesting when you go to the site content, for example, and you want to consume all the contents that you have in your site collection, because as you have just seen, now we have the vertical representation of all the lists and libraries, and we also have a nice behavior for the workflows, the recycle bin, and the settings of the site. We can also go to the site settings. And as you will see, we will also have the responsive UI in the settings page as well. And basically, what we do provide is responsiveness for all the most common UI elements like wiki pages, webpar pages, the home page, of course, the settings, and the site contents of a site. And the same behavior can be applied not only on SharePoint 2016, as I told you, but also in SharePoint 2013. As you can see, this is the UI of an on-premises SharePoint 2013 site, and we have exactly the same behavior. So the smartphone UI, the tablet UI, or the desktop UI. It's pretty easy. If for whatever reason you want to disable this capability, you can simply use the disable SP responsive UI PowerShell script, providing the target URL of the site on which you want to disable this behavior, and of course again the credentials, and you will have the capability turned off. I hope you will enjoy this capability. Please download it, play with it, let us know what you think of it, and give us your feedback. It is an open source project, so feel free to contribute, feel free to submit issues or pull requests if you want to do something more or if you want to do better usage of the responsiveness in SharePoint 2013 and SharePoint 2016. Thank you.